In the wonderful name of Christ, our Savior, our text is from Matthew chapter 7. In my congregation, there's a lady called Lois Cryer. And Lois came to church about 2 Sundays ago. And when she did, she was wearing a wonderful jacket. And I asked her, when did you get that jacket? And she said, oh, about 30 years ago. Now, I find that remarkable, that something 30 years ago still fits, because it does not for me. But it is something that evidently was made well, and something that continues to be of great use. See, you see, some things in life, even though they are old, still are usable, and some become classics. When you look at this account that Jesus speaks about the wise and the foolish builders, it's a well-known account. It's 2,000 years old. It's been told over and over again. And indeed, it is a classic. So there's a wise man who built his house on rock, something that's solid. And then there was a terrible storm. You have the rains come down, and the streams rise, and the winds blow, and yet it doesn't fall. And Jesus of this said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon rock. But then there was another builder. And that builder, well, he didn't want to spend too much time. So he built it on sand. And the same things happened to that man that happened to the other man. So you had the rain that came down, and the streams rose, and the wind blew, and it beat against that house, and it fell. Jesus says of this, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house upon sand. So this old story, this classic story, is actually a very pointed one. So it's asking us, where do you build your life? Do you build it upon something solid or something flimsy? Are you the foolish one or are you the wise one? Do you build a life that is destined to stand or rather will it fall? At my congregation in Ascension, we have a preschool and I lead chapel, usually the first Wednesday of every month. And I've done that for years. And I sing with the kids before I show them whatever object lesson that I have. Well, the songs that I sing are the songs that I learned when I was a kid. They are the old Vacation Bible School songs. And I have not changed singing the same 10 songs to those kids ever. So we have Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Or This Little Gospel Light of Mine. So we sing them all the time. We also sing this one. The wise men who built his house upon the rock. And the kids especially like it when we do about the one that fell. So, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came a-tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand went splash. And we sing it as loud and as long as we can. You know, it's a classic. Sort of like Lois Cryer's jacket. And its message is actually perfect for Lent. See, that account is an either-or scenario. Either you're wise or you're foolish. Either you listen to his word or you do not. So Jesus gives us a lot of either-ors. So in the same Gospel of Matthew, same Sermon on the Mount, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Or Jesus again. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will also disown him before my Father in heaven. Or another one. From that time, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. And Peter took him aside, and he began to say to him, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." And Jesus turned, and he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." And one more. And this is a testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. So here you have it. It's either a narrow gate or a broad road. It's either acknowledging Jesus or denying him. It is either having the things of God or the things of men. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. It's either or. In our account, one builds upon rock and the other one builds upon sand. So tonight, I ask you to do what is wise. So, in preparation for this message, I read this illustration. So imagine you get really sick. I mean, sick to where your life is at stake. Your physician prescribes a treatment that includes a protocol of specific meds, surgery, and diet. You respect your doctor. She is a respected authority on treating your illness. You may ask for a second opinion, but wisdom would dictate that you follow her prescription. You'll take those pills, have that surgery, and follow that diet just as she says. It would be foolish to ignore her, and likely just as foolish to follow your own opinion. So do what is wise. Build on the rock. Build on Jesus. See, his work for your salvation. The sufferings and death that we read about at length tonight on the cross, listen to that. Trust it. Find your foundation in the work of Jesus. There is a book in the Old Testament. It is dedicated to wisdom. It's a book of Proverbs. It is a passage that I think you probably know very well. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Listen to God's word and trust it. Listen to God's word and apply it. You first of all believe that our Lord calls all of us to a brokenness, to a repentance, that we turn to him, not just during Lent, but every day of our life. And then trust that in the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. Believe that Jesus forgives all sins and that you are a new creation in him. You're going to live in heaven eternally. And then live his word. In Luke 11, there's a woman that comes to Jesus and praises him. And Jesus then responds, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." And Jesus responded and said, "Blessed rather are those that hear the word of God and obey it." That's what we do. That word directs our life. The very foundation of our life is found in what God has said. And living his life, his words, is not just for you. It is also for everyone who will come into contact with you. So St. Paul writes about the foundation, Jesus. And then he talks about how it is that when you build on the foundation, your life impacts others. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring that to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he built survives, he'll receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. These words of Jesus are a classic. They're spoken 2,000 years ago, and yet it speaks to our lives and our faith today. So build on the rock for your eternal salvation, for your daily faith, for your living life, and for being a faithful witness to others. Build on rock. Build on Jesus. And build on his word. Amen.